So we are beginning tonight the Mirat Hashem on Samech Amud Beis 60b, the top line. Hanichnas labeis hakisei, person walks into the bathroom. So what does he say? He's kabdu mechubadim kidosh mishar se elyon. Tnu kavod le'elokei Yisrael harfu mimeni. So it's actually very beautiful. The Gemara highlighting this idea that wherever a person goes, he's accompanied by malachim. So a person's walking into the bathroom, he essentially says to the malachim who are accompanying him, wait here, wait here, and sorry, wait here in the Mirat Hashem, I'll take care of my needs and then come back to you. Omar Abaye, lo lema in the shachi, a person shouldn't say this. In other words, Abaye is saying a person should never tell his malachim to leave him. Rather, dilma shafkidei va'azil, because maybe the malachim will leave and they won't come back. Ela lema shemruni is runi, simchuni simchuni hamtinuli. Rather, he should say to them like this: watch, or guard me, and help me. Help me, wait for me, until I go ahead and I come out from taking care of my needs. Incredible. Kinofik, when a person comes out of the bathroom, the bracha he makes is, Baruch Hashem Yatzar Es HaAdam B'Chachma. Blessed are you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who created man with wisdom. Uvarava Mekavim, Mekavim, Chalulim. And he created man with many openings. Galoi B'Yadu Alav Meki Sek Vodecha, She'im Paseach Echamem, Oyis Asem Echamem. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, that literally, again, if something that is closed opens up, or something that is opened up closes up, ultimately, again, man can't stand before HaKadosh Baruch Hu even before one moment. In other words, it's actually very beautiful. This is Bracha Vashay Yatzar, in verse of my chasim. How does the Bracha conclude? Amarav Rofei Cholim. So Baruch Atu Hashem, you know Hashem, you are the source of blessing, the healer of the sick. Amar Shmuel, Kashavinu Abba Lukuli Alma Katsiri. So again, so Shmuel said, Rav is calling Rav Abba. Rav, in other words, you make it sound like everybody is sick. It makes it sound like you have to go to the bathroom, that everybody is sick. Ela Rofei called Basar. Rather, again, you should say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one who heals all flesh. Rav Shesh Tamar Mafli Lasos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does wondrous things. Amra Papa Hilchach Nemirulutav. I would therefore say them both. Rofei Kol Basar Umafli Lasos. Hashem is the healer of all flesh and does incredible things. And this, of course, is the Bracha Vashay Yatzar. It is a beautiful insight, if you think about it, that this Bracha Vashay Yatzar, which really highlights just the miraculous nature of the human body and how HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows the body to function normally and successfully. It's very beautiful and overwhelming to think about that this bracha is dafka said when a person uses the bathroom, or finishes using the bathroom. Because it's like at that moment when a person takes care of their bodily needs, which on one hand, you know, is like such a simple and base act, yet represents the body's ability to properly work. And if one is unable to do this, literally again, the tsar, the pain, the difficulty that they could experience is so overwhelming. Margus Weiter. Hanichnas lishan amitaso, person goes to sleep. What should he say? So mishemay yisra b'hayayim shamoa va'omer. So a person should go ahead. So this is now kriya shema alamita over here. So a person should go ahead and say kriya shema, right? Kriya shema v'hayayim shamoa. And then again, now interestingly enough, according to the Gemara, as part of kriya shema alamita, you're not seeing the last paragraph of shema. And the reason for that is because the last paragraph of Shema deals with the parasha of Tzitzis, and the parasha of Tzitzis doesn't apply by night. So Gemara says, you should also say, Baruch HaMapil Chevle Shena Aleina Usnuma Alaf Apai. Hashem, you are the one who literally again brings sleep upon my eyes and sleep upon my eyelids. Umeir Le'ishon Bas Ayin. And you illuminate the center of the eye. Yiratzom Ofanach Hashem Elokai Shir Tashkivein L'Shalom V'sein Chalkini B'sarasech. Hashem, allow me to go to sleep in peace. Give my portion in Torah V'sagilino De Mitzvah B'asagilino De Aver. And allow me to become regular in the performance of mitzvos and not regular in the performance of averos. You know, it's actually very beautiful if you think about it. The tefillah doesn't say, don't let me sin, because the truth is, A, it's up to a person to decide whether or not they're going to sin, up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but also quite beautifully, because people sin, we all sin. It's interesting, Lashon Avir is Targilenu. Hashem, don't let me become habituated. Right? Don't let me become accustomed to sinning. And let me become accustomed to doing mitzvot. That life is all about proper habituation. Life is all about putting oneself like in the right regulus, in the right habitual behavior. It's quite beautiful. The Gemara goes weiter. And Hashem, don't bring me to sin. And don't bring, again, chet and avon are different types of sins. Nisayon, a test. Don't bring me to degradation. And allow the yitzer tov, the good inclination, to rule over me and not the evil one. And Hashem, save me Save me from terrible things. Va'ayiv haluni chalomos ra'im ve'erhurim ra'im. And do not allow me to become overcome, literally again, by bad dreams or by bad thoughts. Utei mitasi shlema lefanecha. Allow my, now literally mitasi means allow my bed. But really over here, it's a reference to family. Allow my family to be good. V'ha'er einai peni shan ha'mabes. And I allow, right, literally illuminate my eyes and don't allow me to die in my sleep. Baruch atah Hashem ha'meir li'olam kulo b'chvodo. So Hashem, you are the source of all blessing, who goes ahead and lights up the world with his greatness. So again, this is the bracha of Kriyas Shema Lamita and the bracha of Hamapil. Now granted, the bracha of Hamapil as we have it is slightly different, but the essence is here. I always feel like one of the most beautiful things in these Gemaras is how so many of the brachos that we have, you know, to today are brachos that find their root, that find their expression in the Gemara. It's really quite beautiful. Ki misar, when a person wakes up, he should say the following, L'kai neshama shenasati b'tori. So now it's interesting. So remember, we started with first Kriyas Shema Lamita, right? Because the night starts with day. I should say, sorry, just the opposite. The day starts with the night. And now that we did Kriyas Shema Lamita, now we're getting into the morning brachas. So, Kimisar, when you wake up in the morning, you say the following, L'kai neshama shenasata b'tori. Hashem, the neshama that you gave me is pure. Ata yitzarto bi, ata nefachto bi, ata mishamra b'kirbi. So Hashem, you created it inside of me. Literally, again, the fact means you breathed it into me. Remember, again, this is a reference. Kadosh Baruch Hu created Adam. The pasuk says, "Vayipach ba'ap av ruachem." Hashem breathed life into Adam Arishon. So, literally, like every morning, you breathe life into me. Ve'atam Hashem Rabbi Kirbi, and you make sure that life remains inside of me. Ve'ata osed litlam menu lachzi Rabbi, and Hashem, eventually, you're going to take my life from me, and you're going to give it back to me in the future. It could be a reference to either Olam Haba, where there's like eternal spiritual life, or Yemosa Mashiach, Messianic era, where there's Tchias HaMesim. Kol Zman Shanashama Bikirbi. Mo'dani Lefanecha Hashem Elokai V'Elokei Avosai. So as long as my neshama is inside of me, I give praise to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my God and the God of my fathers. Yimon Kol Olamim, Adon Kol HaNeshamos, Baruch Atu Hashem, HaMachazir Neshamos Lifgarei Mesim. So literally again, Master of all the universe, the Master of all neshamas, blessed are you Hashem, or Hashem, you are the source of all blessing, who returns neshamos Lifgarei Mesim. So Lifgarei Mesim literally means to dead bodies. Now the idea over here is, the Gemara is going with the motif that sleep is a 60th of death. And therefore, when a person wakes up in the morning, it's literally like a rebirth. It's really beautiful. Okay, so the Gemara now goes through the rest of Berchos HaShachar. Kishama kol tana gola leimo. When a person hears the crowing of the rooster, he says the following bracha. Baruch asher nosan l'sech vivina. L'havchi me'en yom uvein laila. He gives the sech vina. On this, interestingly enough, there's an interesting machlokas about what exactly sechvi means. Does sechvi mean like a rooster? Or according to Rashi, sechvi really means the heart. Or the heart. So the idea is that Hashem has given us the ability to distinguish between night and day. The same way the rooster could distinguish between night and day, we have the ability, the intellect, to distinguish between night and day as well. Now this is a very profound bracha if you think about it. Because what the bracha is really saying is like this. So what does it mean? I have the ability to discern between night and day. Shkayach. A rooster could do it. If a rooster could do it, I could do it also. But remember, on a deeper level, what this is saying is as follows. Night and day is always the metaphorical allusion to good and evil. And one of the most important things in life and in this world is the ability to continuously distinguish between that which is good and that which is bad. And we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that ability, for that discerning heart, to be able to know what's good and what's bad. Truly beautiful. The Gemara says, Kipasach, and when you open your eyes, Lema, Baruch Pokeach Ivrim. Blessed are you, Hashem, and give sight to the blind. Kitaritz Yasu Lema, and you straighten up, right, and sit up, you should say. Baruch Matir Asurim. Hashem, you release those who are, literally Asurim means those who are like held captive or restrained. Kilavish, when you get up, when you get dressed. So you say the bracha, Baruch Malbish Arum, Hashem, you clothe the naked. Kizakif, when you stand up straight. Baruch Zokif Kifufim, Hashem, you straighten out those who are crooked. Kinachas La'ara, when you put your feet on the floor. So you say, Baruch Roka Aretz Alamayim, thank you, Hashem, who literally firmed up the earth on the water. Kimaski, when you take a step. Baruch Hamichin Mitzadei Gavra. Again, this is all Birchos HaShachar. So you say, blessed are you, Hashem, who literally again arranges man's footsteps. Kisayim asane. When you put on your shoes, you should say Baruch Sha'asali Kol Tzarki. Hashem, you've taken care of everything. A very beautiful Gemara. The idea is over here, shoes are considered to be everything. The Gemara says that the most humiliating thing for a person is not to have shoes. So therefore, if a person has shoes, he has everything. Ki asra hemenei lema. When you put on your belt, you should say Baruch Ozer Yisrael Bigvura. Hashem literally again gives Klal Yisrael strength. When you put a cloth on top of your head, so remember again, this was the derech. So this is the derech to cover your head, right? You put on yarmulke, right? You cover your head. Baruch Oter Yisrael B'Sefara. Blessed are you, Hashem, who literally again crowns Klal Yisrael with glory. Kimisate b'tzitzis lema. When you put on your tzitzis, Baruch Asher Kedusha B'Sefara B'Tzivan Alis Atif B'Tzitzis. Okay, blessed are you, Hashem. He's commanded us in his mitzvahs to wrap himself in tzitzis. Ki marach tefillin adrei lema. The person puts tefillin. This is the shalyad. What does he say? Baruch asher k'dusham v'tzivano tzivano laniach tefillin. Arei shalimar. Baruch asher k'dusham v'tzivano tzivano amitzvas tefillin. So again, all these brachas. Now, so much more to say in all of this from a halachic perspective. But we'll just focus over here, just on the Gemara. So a person puts on his shalosh. She says, laniach tefillin. Person puts on his shalyad. He says, al mitzvas tefillin, ki mashe yadei, when you wash your hands, baruch asher kidusham sasav tzivanu, al netilas yodayim. So again, remember, just want to point out, obviously, this gemara is going a little bit out of order over here, because you just had tefillin before netilas yadayim. But you understand the point. Ki mashe ape lema, baruch ama avir chavleshin ameinai, usnuma me'af apai, when you wash your face. Now, the idea over here is, when you wash your face, right, you remove any of the schmutz or any of the stuff that's accumulated over the night, and you say, Hashem, you are the source of all blessing, who literally, again, removes sleep from my eyes and sleep from my eyelids. And then again, here's the Yiratzon. Yiratzon lefanecha Hashem elokai, shetagelina b'sarasecha, v'dabkinim mitzvosecha. Hashem, it should be your will. It should be your will that you should habituate me in Torah, and I should cling to your mitzvahs, and Hashem, don't allow me to come to sin. Again, chet is an accidental sin, avon is an intentional sin. Don't bring me to be tested, and don't bring me to degradation. And literally force my yetzer, force my desires, force my inclination to serve you. Distance me from a bad person, from a bad friend. And literally, attach me to the Yetzer Tov and to a good friend in this world. And literally, again, give me today chayn. Give me today a sense of chayn. In the right, l'chein l'chesed rachamim, for a sense of chein. Chein is a hard word to translate. You know, the person has a chein. Allow me to have a chein in this world. Chesed, compassion, rachamim, beinecha, in your eyes, and in the eyes of all those who see me. V'singmalini chasodim tovim. Hashem, do chesed with me. Baruch atu Hashem, gomel chasodim tovim li'amo Yisrael. So beautiful. Blessed are you, Hashem, who literally, again, bestows chesed. Chasodim, acts of kindness upon Klal Yisrael. So we'll say, so really, beautiful Gemara, and once again, what's really profound about it is how it speaks to quite literally our experience every single morning. What I want to point out to you is something very interesting, which is the way the Gemara frames these brachos is that they are what we'll call experientially triggered. What do I mean by that? That when the event happens, you make the bracha. So we know contemporarily the halacha says that we pretty much say this we say this at once in shul. So in other words, rarely do we go ahead and say these brachas as they're actively unfolding in the morning. Rather, we say them as part of davening when we get to shul. Okay, but it's interesting to see, like, the genesis, the origin of it, is that they were triggered experientially. Okay, beautiful. So we'll say, so the Gemara goes vaitis. So the Gemara says, Chayv Adam Levarech, quoting from the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says, remember, the same way that a person is obligated to bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the bad, he's also obligated to bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the good. So, my Chayv Levarech Ala Rakashin Shavarech Ala Tavah. What does that mean? That you're obligated to bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the bad, in the same way that you're obligated to bless him for the good. Ilemo, Kashim Shavarech Ala Tova Tova Hamitiv, Kach Mavarech Ala Ra Hatova Hamitiv. So maybe you'll say, that halacha lemaisa, the same way that you make the bracha of hatov v'hamitiv on something good, So if you say that the same way that you make the bracha of hatov v'hamitiv on something good, you should make hatov v'hamitiv on something bad. That can't be. So that's not true, because again, we see the Gemara tells us that there's two different brachas, right? For good things you make hatova hamitiv, and for bad things you make a dayon ha'emes. So what does it mean that you have to make a bracha on the bad in the same way you make a bracha on the good? So Rav says, what does it mean? It means you have to be mekabel with simcha. The same way when good things happen, you accept those new realities besimcha, so too when bad things happen, a person has to accept that besimcha as well. A really overwhelming idea. The ability to accept that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu does besimcha, even if it hurts. What's the pasuk? In other words, where does this theologically, where does this concept come from? So the Gemara says, Chesed u'mishpat ashir lecha Hashem azameira. So the Gemara is like this. Now, literally translated, Chesed u'mishpat ashir lecha Hashem azameira. So for Chesed, right? Chesed is kindness. Mishpat is justice. I will sing to you Hashem, and I will praise you. So the Gemara says, "Im chesed ashira, ve'im mishpat ashira." So the darshanit is Hashem. If you do chesed for me, meaning if you do good things for me, you right, you bestow good things upon me, I'll sing for you, right? And im mishpat, and if you do difficult things for me, then ultimately again, ashira, I'll sing. We'll say such an amazing drasha, chesed u'mishpat ashira, Hashem. Whatever you do to me in life, good things, difficult things, whatever it is, I'm going to sing to you. Shomar Nachmani said from here, Bashem ahalel davar, belokim al halel davar. So literally, Bashem, in Hashem, ahalel davar. I will praise Hashem with words. Belokim ahalel davar. So the Gemara says, what does this mean? So the Gemara says, Bashem ahalel davar, zumi de tova. Belukim ahalal davar zumidas paranos. So this is very interesting. So remember again, there's two different names of Hashem that are being used over here. Hashem and Elokim. Hashem is Yud Kei Vav Kei, and Elokim. Was there between those two names that Yud Kei Vav Kei represents the midah of Chesed, and Elokim represents the midah of Din. So what I'm saying is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whether you deal with me as Hashem with Chesed, or you deal with me as Elokim with Din, either way, I'm going to sing to you. So beautiful. Rabbi Tanchum Rachar, Rabbi Tanchum says from here, sorry, Kos Yeshuas Esa, Ubishem Hashem Ekra. So literally, again, I'll lift up a cup of salvation and call out to you, to Hashem. Tzara V'yagon Emsa, Ubishem Hashem Ekra. So even if I find myself in the midst of sadness and loss, I'll call out to you. So in other words, no matter what, whether it's Kos Yeshuas, whether I have the cup of salvation, or whether I have Tzara V'yagon, so whether things are good or things are difficult, either way, B'shem Hashem Ekra. Ultimately, again, I'm going to call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbanan Me'achar, the Rabbanan say from here, Hashem Nasan, Hashem Lakach, Yihi Shem Hashem Avorach. Hashem has given, Hashem has taken, the name of Hashem shall be blessed. It will say very, very theologically powerful Gemara. That at the end of the day, no matter what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you in life, a person has to recognize that some way, somehow, it's for my best and it's for my benefit. And I have to find the strength to be able to give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for those events that occur. A very, very high level, but one that is necessary in order to be able to weather the difficulties and challenges of life. So that's part of the daf. Amrav Huna, Amrav Mishum Rabbi Meir. V'chintana Mishmei Rabbi Akiva. Li'olam Yehi Adam Raga Lomar. Kol Da'avid Rachmana L'tav Avid. So the Gemara says something beautiful. The Gemara says a person should always go ahead and be habituated, right? Be used to saying everything that Hashem does ultimately, again, is for the good. And here I will say the Gemara is going to be the last part we'll do for tonight. The Gemara tells an incredible, incredible story. Ki hod Rabbi Akiva, hava ka'azal ba'archa. So the Gemara says, let me give you a story. Rabbi Akiva was one time traveling. So what happened? So the Gemara says, mata lahi masa. So he came to a particular town. He looked for an inn to check into, but no one would give him any lodging. Amr called of Rachman al Tavavid. Okay, he said, no, whatever is best, whatever Hashem Baruch Hu does is for the best. Azlu Bab Davra. So what did he do? He had literally could not find an inn to stay in, so he went to sleep in the field. Now the Imarsa Bahavaba de Tanagola, the Khamara Ushraga. Rabbi Kiva had the following things. He had a rooster, a donkey, and a lantern. Also, Zika Kavi the Shraga. So wind came and extinguished the lantern. Also, Shonra Achli Latanagola, a cat came and ate the rooster like Chagaja. Also, Arye Achli Lachamra, and a lion came and ate the donkey. So now, Rabbi Akiva has no place to stay. He's sleeping in the field. He has no fire. He has no rooster, and he has no donkey. So what happened? Amar called the Avid Nachmar Latav Avid. Ultimately, whatever Achlish Baruch Hu does is for the best. So the Gemara says, what happened? Incredible. So the Gemara says, Be Balayla, Asa Gaya, Asa Shavi Lamasa. That night, so a group of army soldiers came in and they captured the city. Amar Lahu, so what happened? In other words, everybody there was taken captive. So Rabbi Akiva was spared. Now here's this incredible. So why was Rabbi Akiva spared? So now she points out that Rabbi Akiva was spared because, again, his lantern was blown out, so no one saw him. No one was able to discern he was in the field. His rooster was killed, so the rooster wasn't able to crow. The donkey couldn't break because the donkey was killed as well. So what looked like a dramatically staggering loss for Rabbi Akiva, in fact, turned out to be a tremendous source of bracha, turned out to be the source of his salvation. So that which that he thought was like tremendous loss was actually the source of his salvation. Amar Lahu, Rabbi Akiva said, Lav Amri Luchu, Kol Mash Osa Kodesh Baruch Hu, Hakol Litova. This is what I always say, Rabbi Akiva is right. This is what I always say, that whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu did, whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, HaKol L'tova. Ultimately, again, everything is for the good. And I will say, this gives birth to this phrase, Kol Man David Rachmana L'tavav. It's Rabbi Akiva. So whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, ultimately, again, is always for the good. And again, obviously, it's always easy to internalize that concept when things are good and life is good. But the avodah of the yid is to be able to believe that even when things occur, that hurt. All right, so we'll have to stop over here for today. Tremendous shkoyach. Looking forward to continuing tomorrow night.